I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been over a week since Chinese authorities arrested artist and activist Ai Weiwei. He's just one of dozens of government critics caught in China's latest crackdown on dissent. Larry Seams directs the Freedom to Write program at the Penn American Center, the international literary and human rights organization. Larry, Ai Weiwei is a larger-than-life figure, so it's understandable the heavy focus on his detention right now. But detentions of various cultural personalities, writers in particular, has been increasing steadily since the conclusion of the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Talk about this trend and what you've noticed.
Well, I think the fact that Ai Weiwei has disappeared into, presumably into detention in China, is a sign of just how badly the situation has deteriorated in China since the Olympics. China got the Olympics partly on a promise of improving its human rights record. That clearly didn't happen during the Olympic year. And since then, there have really been three successive waves of crackdowns. In December of 2008, a group of writers and intellectuals and artists and a number of people from all walks of life published a petition calling for greater human rights and democratic freedoms in China. That resulted in a number of arrests, including the arrest of Liu Xiaobo, who is a writer and the former president of our affiliate organization in China. Liu Xiaobo won the Nobel Prize, of course, this past year, which was awarded in December. That sort of brought a new wave of repression and a kind of a stunning, brazen response from the Chinese government on the international stage, where they issued warnings to other countries, for example, not to attend the Nobel ceremony. And then early this year, since the wave of protest movements and Jasmine Revolution, so-called, in North Africa and the Middle East, I think real concern over the possibility of such a movement in China has really produced this most severe crackdown that we've seen in years.
For you, Larry, as director of the Freedom to Write Project with Penn, I mean, you know some of the Chinese authors who continue to be vocal in spite of this crackdown. Give us one or two names that, you know, people you imagine are especially worried right now.
Well, here's one in particular. It's a terrific writer named Liao Yiwu. Liao is a writer whose work is utterly banned in China. Penn had invited Liao Yiwu to attend the World Voices Festival of International Literature at the end of April in New York, but about 2 weeks ago, Chinese authorities in his home city of Chengdu visited him and told him that he would not be allowed to leave the country, and even more disturbingly, have asked him to sign a document promising he will cease publishing his work abroad. This comes on the eve of the publication of his latest book called God is Red, which is coming out imminently in the United States, which is really, it's a collection of stories that focus on the experience of Christians and Christianity in China. But, you know, I think Ai Weiwei, I think any number of other writers and artists, Liu Xiaobo, know that the world is aware of their cases, and that gives them the courage to endure what I think is a really dark time in China.
Larry Seams, director of the Freedom to Write program at the Penn American Center. Thanks very much indeed.
You're very welcome.